are yourself in a unique position at the moment because you're heading back to Canada for your own ordination to the priesthood. But it's only a few weeks ago since your brother was ordained here in Rome as an Oratorian.
That's correct. So it's been an amazing few months. And in a few days, I'll leave him and he'll remain here and go back to Canada. So Jason, he's with the Oratorians. And so his community's here. And so his life is here. So it's been a beautiful gift, really, this year. And certainly a special moment for our family. My parents came over for his ordination, my older brother, his friends. So it was a very special gift.
Brother Graham Tucci is a young Cistercian monk who has just completed his training for the priesthood at the Pontifical Beda College in Rome. On the point of returning to his native Canada, where Brother Graham will be ordained within his monastery, he explained what a Cistercian monk is.
Cistercians are one form of Benedictine monasticism. So you might say that there's a Benedictine family that includes Benedictines, Cistercians, in the sense that we each live according to the rule of Saint Benedict. So we're called Cistercians because of the first house was Citeaux in France. And this was the birth of our order in 1098. So our founders were Benedictine monks.
The Cistercian order began as an experiment 1,000 years ago. An experiment with an amazing degree of success.
So our founders were Benedictine monks who tried this house, a new house, Citeaux, as an experiment. It was a time of vitality. And there were various experiments going on with eremitic life, different forms of living, a monastic life. So these fellows, Robert, Alberic, and Etienne, are our founders, and Robert, first and foremost, their idea was just to try this with one house. So they had no intention of founding an order, but it went so well that it became an order.
Cistercians are part of the Benedictine family, but it is not easy to say exactly where the difference lies.
And it depends on who you ask. They're very similar. I myself, shortly after I entered our monastery in Canada, I visited Saint-Benoît-du-Lac, which is Benedictine, in Quebec, near the Vermont border. And I was struck by the similarity of our life, and yet a slightly different tone to it. I mean, I felt very much at home.
Brother Graham tried to explain something that even the rest of his brother monks also find hard to put into words.
In fact, I was just up visiting another monastery in the north of Italy. And I was talking to some of the monks there, and we were talking about the difference between Benedictines and Cistercians. And so he would see things, I guess, according to this sort of stereotype where the Benedictines are more buttoned-down types of monks, more, let's say, more accent on the liturgy, more... I guess the idea would be that the Cistercians are more down to earth and that the Benedictines would be more formalized. I'm not sure that that's really fair, but I guess in a way it's easy to focus on some external aspects. And certainly the Benedictines are renowned for their liturgy. So to my mind, I mean, I can't speak for the order for anyone except for myself, but and my experience is limited, but I think that it's simply a different way of living the same relationship between God and simple human beings.
He continued by looking at the way in which Benedictines and Cistercians look at God's majesty.
You have the divine majesty on one hand. On the other hand, you have poor human beings that are gathered by God in this place. So that sort of pole is there across the board. We're living according to the rule of Saint Benedict. But perhaps the Cistercian spirit is more the poverty that's there in the face of the majesty. And maybe the Benedictines are a little bit more turned towards the idea, or they express the idea, of the majesty that's reflected in the poverty. So, which isn't to say that the Benedictines are less poor or more majestic than the Cistercians, which is not the case at all. But it's just different ways of living this sort of profound mystery.
Benedictines and Cistercians share similar vocations to a particular monastery, make the same vows, and have similar priorities.
So it's very, very similar. It's the same rule. And we have the stability. We have the vow. We have vow of conversion. The Liturgy of the Hours holds the same enormous place. You have the dynamic between community life and solitude. It's neither wholly one or the other. So it's very, very similar.
Cistercians seem to be able to mix in the wider society, but have their hearts and homes deeply within their monastic community.
Yes, it's true. Though when I entered, I was taught that we had to sort of not rely wholly on the cloister, not rely wholly on having a cloister and rules in order to live, but that we had to try to sort of form an interior cloister, so that we would be able to interact with people and so on, and we wouldn't have to rely on solely on external, though we need the external, but not to rely solely on it. So it certainly helped me here during my studies, this idea that I have a certain responsibility of my own that I have to, in my heart, have a certain, keep a certain space for this monastic, for spiritual life, like everyone, I guess.